Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to love us, to heal us and take away our sins, and to give us eternal life. As we think about him today, and always, may he be the most important person in our lives. Help us to know him better, love him more, as a result of our thoughts and prayers today. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. The topic of Christmas presents is always an interesting one. I don't know if you have a favorite, like was there one in your life that was your favorite, or were you able to give someone something this year that was that will mean a lot to them, that will be something that makes them feel really loved. It's great pleasure to be able to do that, but by far the most important present at Christmas time is Jesus himself and his presence. Ken Hutcherson is somebody that found this out in his life. If you don't know the name, he was an important player in the NFL for I don't know how many years. He started out as an unknown person, a young black person in Alabama. And I'm not saying I agree with what he was taught or anything like that, but here's what he was taught. His grandfather took him aside one day and said, I want to teach you some things. He says, you got to be tough in life because you're black. And there are people who will hate you because you're black. And I'm going to teach you to be tough. And it's a horrible story, but it's going to end up well, so bear with me. He took his five-year-old grandson and proceeded to beat him, and over time taught him to be very aggressive physically and taught him how to fight, because he said you got to be tough as a black person. And so Ken became tough. He became a football player who could do really well, and his aggressiveness and violent attitude worked so well on the football field. So he began to use it in the halls of his high school as well. And in the bathroom, he would beat up boys. And he would, when nobody was looking, he would get into fights. And he was afraid of no one. And he was so aggressive on the football field that it got to be to where the police had to be there when he would leave the football field, because he was so violent on that football field, and he was a good player. But he got to a place where nobody liked him anymore. He didn't get along with the black people. He hated them too. And he hated his family. He hated everybody. And he went to a football camp that particular year. And a lot of times through sports, people are able to share Christ. That particular time, one of the football heroes shared Christ and how you must have Christ in life to be forgiven, to be saved, to be happy. And he began to be touched by that word, Ken was. And he looked at his life and he thought, everybody hates me now. I'm a good football player, but nobody likes me and everybody's scared of me. And he began to feel really guilty about what he had become. And so he repented and accepted Jesus. And he became loving inside. And he became a person that wanted to be friends with everybody. And he wanted to love people. People were unwilling to accept him for a long time as a changed person. But he truly was changed inside, so much so that eventually when his football career ended quite a few years later in the NFL, he became pastor of a church. And now pastors a church where 65% of the people are white. And he loves white people and people of color now. And it's quite a story. There are more stories like that on a website called I Am Second. And of course, you know who's first. That would be Jesus. And he has a great story to tell. And he's a very loving pastor now these days. That was what Mary was expressing in the passage from Luke chapter 1 that Rod read, the second lesson. She proclaimed how her soul was rejoicing in God. Well, she had reason to rejoice. I don't know if you who are mothers have thought about it, being the mother of the Son of God. Oh my goodness. I guess you would be excited, huh? And she was praising God and rejoicing and proclaiming that God had fulfilled his word. It had been prophesied that he would be born and that he would be born to a young woman and that a star would guide travelers to see him. And all of these things that he did in his life, all were prophesied as to the place he would be born and all of that. And she was rejoicing about that. That God fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. In these few shopping days left before Christmas, if you get tired of the rat race and the stress that a lot of us put upon ourselves by the multiple activities that we agree to do or parties that we agree to be at, all of which are good things, and we agree to do a lot of extra activities and we like to have family over and do things, and it's all wonderful to celebrate the birth of Jesus that we do, but he is the reason for the season. Nobody had a chance to go shopping for him when he came the first time. And when the skies opened up and the shepherds were revealed what had happened by the angels, and when they got to go see him and their hearts were filled with love, they didn't need any help to experience him and to believe in him and to rejoice at his coming. But there are a few things that we can do, just briefly mentioned in the second lesson, that we can rejoice and we can pray without ceasing. We can give thanks in all circumstances. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the word of prophets. And may the God of peace sanctify you entirely. That is, may your spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the one who calls you, that would be God, is faithful and he will do this. I want to underline that and I close with that. He will do this. He will keep you blameless and filled with love. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. He will not fail to complete what he has begun in you. You're already placed in heaven with him as you believe in him. And that's worth celebrating. And that's what the reason for the season is. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.